We're turning attention now to our health service, because the Ireland South Health Forum meeting took place in recent days, and one of the representatives on that is Fine Gael Councillor Michael Foley. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Thanks for joining me in the program. Just two different motions you had down I wanted to talk to you about, particularly, I suppose, what's your understanding of the situation with Listowel South Dock, and what kind of a response did you get from the HSE when you asked questions about the service and its future in the area?
Yeah, as you're aware, Gerry, the South Dock service in Listowel has been cut. It's only open now from Monday to Friday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. On a Saturday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on a Sunday 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and on bank holidays then it's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. as well. It's not a full service. I suppose it's a bone of contention in my area for a long time now that we don't have a full service. In the reply from my motion, I'll quote it: South Dock have advised that they are continuing to monitor the demand for the service, and should there be an increase in the patients accessing the service, there will be a review to ensure the appropriate service is available. Now, that's indicating that there does not have a demand on South Dock and Listowel. I don't accept that.
Why not? Why don't you accept it? The demand isn't there. They're saying when it is, we'll look at it.
Because I'm getting many phone calls from my constituents saying that they're ringing South Dock and they have to go all the ways into Tralee, especially elderly people and those with young kids. It's a long drive from the likes of Tarbert into Tralee, over 30 kilometres, and I think it's unfair. The service was there before, and we should have a full service here in Listowel. It covers a large catchment area, and I just think it's not acceptable at the moment. Now, Michael Fitzgerald, by the way, Michael retired on Friday, and I would like to wish him all the best in his retirement.
That's the Chief Officer of Cork Kerry Community Healthcare.
Yes, he retired on Friday, so I wish him all the best. But just in general, he advised that it would be difficult to restore a full service with GP staffing, with the GP staffing crisis, and this is going to be across the board. And he said with retirements and expectations with new GP recruits. Now, I noticed there this morning that Minister for Health, Minister Donnelly, he has published a term of reference for the strategic review of general practice. This will be looking at the challenges in general practice. The expertise will be involved in it, the likes of the HSE, general practice, the Irish College of General Practitioners, and the Irish Medical Organisation. It's supposed to be completed by the end of this year and look at various issues within general practice, GP capacity.
There'll be a lot to sort out because obviously recruitment is a major issue, and attracting GPs into rural areas is also a major issue, and attracting GPs from abroad to work in organisations like South Dock, another problem.
Yeah, and that's what I feel what's happening in Listowel. I just feel that the GPs aren't there, or they're not either there or not willing to do a day out of our service. That's my gut feeling in the Listowel area.
Okay, and look, you're looking for answers in relation to that, but they're just saying at the moment this is where things stand. Is it possible, and I know you're saying there's this review which will be carried out and we'll see what comes out of that, but is it possible that the state needs to step in here and take over some or part of the service?
Well, there has to be an issue. There has to be an issue why I suppose why doctors are not taking up general practice. There has to be some issues there, whether it's around pay, staffing, expectation of hours. Like, I suppose everyone now just would like to work 9 to 5, do you know? It's important for family life as well. So all those issues will have to be looked at, and I suppose there is issues there with the GP service.
Okay, all right, and that's where that one stands. Another question that you asked, and this was in relation to the HSE, it's related in a way. It's about our primary care centres across the county. You wanted to know, are they being utilised to their full potential, such as possibly used as minor injury clinics? Now, there's no minor injury clinic in this county. The nearest one to us is in, I think, Bantry, and or else you have to go to your acute hospitals, and it's something that's badly needed. What kind of a response did you get to this question?
Yeah, the main reason I put down this motion is a friend of mine recently broke his hand. and he went to one of the health insurance companies who operate minor injury clinics. He went in, diagnosed, x-rayed, and was out within 1 hour. If he went to accident emergency, he could be there up to maybe 10 or 12 hours. So why can't the HSC operate the same service? Now, Mike Fitzgerald told me that there's a national group looking at the provision of minor injury clinics, but more than likely this would be located in Tralee, not in Nistole, and that the new primary care centre for Carhartt-Savin won't be a minor injury clinic.
People having to travel all the way across the county to get access to it.
Yes, like at the start, everyone thought, well, including myself, that the primary care centre, especially in Nistole, that it was going to be for that. And what happened there was that services that were around within the town, like the GP, public health nurse and physiotherapy, they all moved into just one building.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Well, that's the idea. And following on from what the HSC say, the routine services in a fully operational primary care centre, public health nursing, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language, podiatry, dietetics, home support, community mental health, progressing disability services, palliative care, general practice, oral health, administration and outreach services, maternity and sexual health, etc. That's all good. Anything like that can help people have those in their community that keeps them out of hospital in the first place or keeps them out of having to present at A&E is good. But nowhere in there is x-rays, more advanced diagnostics and minor injuries.
Yeah, they're all good services to have in one building, but I can't see why they can't have a minor injury clinic. Like if the health insurance companies can operate them, why can't the HSC operate them? Like if there was one in Nistole now, for instance, one in Carhartt-Savin, that would alleviate the problems in our emergency services. Like they just look at like minor injuries such as cuts, fractures, and in minor illnesses such as vomiting and nausea. Do you know what? That would save people travelling all the ways into emergency service, holding up the department inside in the general hospital.
Okay, and look, what they've said is minor injury units are encompassed within the acute hospital's governance structure with related medical and nursing governance and aligned diagnostic supports. Certain sites such as St. Mary's Health Campus in Cork, the Mercy Hospital Urgent Care Centre, the provision of minor injury services will be considered as primary care services grow in stature and where they can be effectively deployed external to hospitals once funding is available to us. So maybe sometime in the future is what they're saying.
Yes, that's right, yeah. And then that's why I said to Mike Fitzgerald, I should look at the model of the health insurance companies, what they're doing. They're operating very successful. If they weren't successful, they'd probably close them. And I think they should look at that model, and it should be done straight away. It's one of the answers, I suppose, to help our emergency services in the general hospitals.
That is what's needed. Well, look, we'll see where it happens. Mike, it sounds like there's a lot of reports, a lot of things that might happen in the future, a lot of things being considered, but not much actually being delivered in terms of reform. What's your response to that? Your party's in power, Minister for Health, it's been a fall, I know, but it's over two years now to start moving things on.
I suppose the health service, it isn't a problem with money. Over 20 billion being pumped into the health service this year. It'll have to be radically looked at across the board. What are the issues in our health service? As I said, it just can't be money. It's just look at staffing, maybe work practices. So many health ministers have been there now and they haven't sorted it so far.
Yeah. Was there any indication as to when a minor injury, if be it Tralee or on the site of the hospital, it'd be better than having people going into the A&E if it was to be set up? Any indication as to when that will happen for Kerry? Even if it is
no,
to be Tralee?
No, No, there was no Michael gave no indication whatsoever about when it was going to happen.
Okay, all right, final quick point on a separate issue. What's your response to that tweet by Minister, or I was going to say possibly future Minister, I should say, giving him promotion, but housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin, Deputy Eoin O'Brien, retweeting a 19th century eviction picture and putting Gardaí into it?
Well, it didn't very good for, like you said, maybe possibly future Minister. I think it's actually insulting and disrespectful to our Gardaí. To compare the famine to the situation at the moment, I think it's very unfair, and I think he should withdraw that tweet.
Okay, all right, that's Mike Foley, Councillor Mike Foley, with his views on those healthcare issues.